This is a special edition of Late Night Health. I'm Mark Allen. August is Children's Eye Health and Safety Month. As we return to school earlier, when I was a kid, we didn't get back to school until September. But today, people go back at the end of August. Our guest is Dr. Jen Wademan, and she is a super mom first and an optometrist second. So we're going to find out about what we can do about our kids. Dr. Jen, welcome to Late Night Health.
Thank you. I love that introduction.
Thank you. I made it up myself. What is a super mom?
Oh gosh, I'm still trying to figure that out. That's my ultimate goal.
I know there's a thousand books on parenting, but
Oh, there is. Yeah, 1,001.
right. 1,001, exactly.
Yeah.
But
I'm
the
still
I think
figuring
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it. Figure it out.
it out.
Let's talk about different things. I want to start a little differently. iPads, iPhones, Androids, computer screens. Do digital objects affect the eye?
It's definitely digital devices are such commonplace now in the classroom and outside of the classroom. On a larger scale, we are seeing that, and it really boils down to the amount of near work, specifically when talking about kids, that they're doing. Screen times are a big culprit of that. So kids are spending more. Are placing it's a higher priority with our near vision than it is our distance vision. And so we're seeing that kids are developing degrees of nearsightedness or myopia at younger ages. And this presents a concern as they get older because it opens them up for more risk factors. So kind of overarching everything, that is an underlying issue that we're looking at in the eye care world. On a smaller scale, excessive screen use or prolonged screen use definitely can lead to dry eyes. And we see a lot more of that in kids, which we never really used to. For everybody, when we're looking on a screen, we tend not to blink as much. There's actually been studies that show that our blink rate decreases 50, sometimes even upwards of 60%.
And
So,
the blinking helps moisturize the eye.
100%. And so, symptoms would be dry, gritty, red, eyes that are burning. So that's becoming definitely more of an issue. And it's something that we don't think about. You just blink. But we're having to think about it a lot more. And with that increase in screen time comes, an increase in headaches, eye strain, even down to our neck and head posture. So it's definitely a topic I talk a lot about with parents. It's definitely a topic that a lot of parents and overall patients are concerned about.
When parents say, look, I'm going to limit your iPad and your iPhone usage and other digital devices like computers, it's not a punishment then. It's, I mean, it can be.
Yeah.
It can be. But it seems to me that the parent should say, look, this can affect your eyesight. And even though you don't feel it now, in 15 years, and I know that's a long time away for a kid, you can develop serious problems.
Yeah, I mean, as a parent, I get firsthand it's so ingrained in, I have a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old, and it's so ingrained in, in their life. And so, it is a constant battle. And, keep in mind, we're still a long way off from really having, a solid bo body of evidence of, okay, what is the exact impact of this long term? And so, there is still some question marks there, that, hopefully someday we'll have some more information or concrete, evidence for.
When I was a kid, we spent a lot of time outside riding bikes, playing ball in the street. I was terrible at both, but we did it, right?
Yeah, that's the way it should be with kids
Yeah.
nowadays.
But kids are spending more time inside. I mean, obesity and other things. With eye health, this is, I think this is as serious as obesity because we got to see.
Oh yeah, and you know, it being mindful about digital screens, encouraging unplugged activities, so much of, well, when we go back to our kids, so much of learning is visual. And if they're not seeing clearly, or if they're struggling with their eyes working together, or if things don't look healthy, with regards to their eye health, we're definitely going to see an impact of that in our kids.
What about kids who are in the back of a schoolroom? This was me. And I couldn't see the blackboard. I didn't need glasses. They moved me up. But should parents be cognizant of where their kids are in the classroom?
Oh yeah, 100%. I mean, that is one symptom that a child may need corrective lenses, is squinting or difficulty seeing clearly in the distance. There's also a lot of other symptoms that parents may not know, whether it's, different types of present correction or prescriptions present a little differently. But sometimes kids are avoiding certain activities like reading. Maybe they're excessively rubbing their eyes. Other times they may adopt a certain posture to look at something because, well, if they turn their head, they can see things more clearly. So, there's a lot of, things that parents can do. My best piece of advice is to, get your child in for that comprehensive eye exam, and we can navigate, look at how your child is seeing, what they're not seeing, overall eye health, but also things that look at, okay, how are your child's eyes working and teaming together, which is an important skill for reading and doing a lot of tasks in school.
As we wrap up, going to an optometrist once a year, is that a good idea?
A great idea. So, and in fact, for kiddos, I mean, we can see kids as young as 6 months of age, especially if there's a
Oh,
family
my.
history of any eye conditions. Yeah, pretty young, but definitely before that school age is a great time to get a kid in, because if they do need correction, there's a lot of great options. As I've teamed up with Zeiss this month to kind of talk about all this stuff to remind parents about comprehensive eye exams. But Zeiss has a lot of great options specifically tailored for kids who do need corrective lenses, and it kind of hits all the marks in terms of their visual world.
So you can tell if a 6-month-old kid can see well.
Yes, isn't that amazing?
It is absolutely mind-blowing.
Yeah, so we don't need the patient's response for an eye exam. I mean, as an adult, when you go in, we talk about which is clearer, how does this
Right.
look? But there are definitely ways, to do an objective exam without the need of a child responding.
Dr. Jen, thank you very much. I should mention that in addition to being an optometrist, a super mom, an eye health expert, she's also an author. So, congratulations on
Oh,
that.
thank you.
You're welcome. And if you want more information, you go to Zeiss.com. That's Zeiss.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's a whole host of information on there regarding where to find an eye doctor, or if you have any just need a knowledge on vision care and eyesight for our kiddos.
Got it. And again, that's Zeiss.com. Dr. Jen, thank you very much for joining us here on Late Night Health.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Mark Allen. This is Late Night Health.